Welcome to the Drunk Guys Book Club, where books aren't just for school, where book clubs aren't just for women. And after recording this, I see you pee.
I'm Mike.
I'm Nate.
I'm Jimmy.
We're the Drunk Guys, and this week we're reading Halloween by, what's her name again? Holly Wilde?
Holly Wilde?
Holly Day. No,
what's it? Holly Wilde.
Holly Wilde. Sorry, Holly Wilde. And I'm going to start with a beer. I'm having two beers of this because you can't do this sober. This book's called Halloween, which, as I say it, I feel like I'm about to say jalapeno,
which is a very different book.
This is spicy in a different way. We're going to quickly meet some gorgeous men in the book. And they have some imperial pumpkins of their own. This is Pumpkin Imperial Ale from Lakefront Brewery in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And this is an ale brewed with pumpkin pie spice, and vanilla, and then aged in brandy barrels. And they have some barrel-sized things later in the book. That's pretty good. I don't really get much brandy barrel, honestly.
More like what was the other girl? Monica. This beer is mine.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so why are we reading? Why did this happen to me?
Because somebody saw a TikTok.
Somebody sent it to me, and then I sent it to us, and then, like, we could read this. We've read weirder stuff.
And then we purchased the book.
I haven't purchased a book for this in a long time.
I didn't pay for it. I used my free month of Kindle Unlimited.
I paid $4 for it. And you know what? It was worth $4 for the memories.
I wanted to buy a physical copy, but I didn't give myself enough time to get it delivered.
Well, now you can just have one just for your own use later on.
Yeah, I'll put it on my shelf of weird books we have next to Bear and Ass Goblins of Auschwitz.
And cows.
And cows, yeah.
Mm. And the Saddam Hussein book.
Oh, man. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
My own special shelf.
It was Abiba and Halloween.
So, Halloween, it is an sentient object erotica, which is apparently a genre.
Genres are getting increasingly niche.
Oh, it's going to get deep in some niches. It starts off on Halloween. At a party where they drink a lot of beers, actually.
Mm-hmm. There's
frequent mention of kegs in beers. And the main character of this part is named Asha. And she's just there hanging out at her friend's Halloween party, and all of a sudden people are telling their stories around the campfire. And someone's like, I have a story about the Halloween. They're like, what is that?
But the girl telling it is clearly very scared and disturbed. Maybe just acting.
She's like, this isn't a spooky story. This is what really happened to my friend 5 years ago.
She became an influencer. It's really the story.
You know, it's hard to pick a favorite part of this, but it really hits the ground running when she's like, do you know how to spell I cup? Like, what the fuck? Like, when I was 8, like, it's a ritual to summon something. Like, what? First of all, not snickering. Halloween related at all.
You could pee any day of the year, yeah.
You probably will. Unless you're severely dehydrated.
Yeah, then dust hurts.
Well, it turns out if you say it 3 times, like looking in a mirror, the Halloweens will take you. And you never return. And they live in this universe. They're in a town that's spooky, and they have lots of other local tales, like of man candy. And so everyone's like, "Yeah,
that's part two."
Oh, it's good. Yeah, but he's foreshadowed.
Foreskin shadowed. Man.
14 inches shadowed.
Yeah.
So then. The main character, Asha, goes to comfort the distraught girl because someone made fun of what is an obviously ridiculous story. And she's like, you have to go save my friend Samantha.
You have to summon the Hollowpeens so that you can ask them where Samantha went. I'll wait outside for you.
All right, fuck it. I'll do it. She goes in the bathroom and says, she spells I cup 3 times and nothing happens. She's like, oh, it was a letdown. But then when she opens the bathroom door, everyone's gone. It's like she's in a parallel universe of the house that they were in. Everything is different. And there's like weird little pumpkin decorations around. And she tries to leave, and all of a sudden she runs into 3 guys who are big, giant, jacked pumpkin men.
Oh, could you call them pump kings?
Oh, shit, I got a pumpkin.
Oh, nice. Yeah, but mine's bigger.
Oh, that is a giant, that's a girthy one.
That's what they had at this door. It was like, I saw the way to this door today, like, pump king. I think that's what I have to get.
It's a tall and thick boy.
It's like it's Nate, stop rubbing the veiny part on your face. Does that kid have balls?
So, it is definitely tastes like spices.
That's the one that's like around forever, everyone. That's the one everyone gets, right?
Oh yeah.
Southern tier.
Yes.
The classic.
I think we had Warlock many years ago. Was probably for a Harry Potter book. Mm. These are like the dark version of that. I'll tell you about I have a variation of a different pumpkin. But she meets the 3 pumpkins, the Hollowpeens, and their names are like Jax,
Jax,
Gordy,
yeah.
And she's like, they're so fucking hot.
Because they're like giant ripped dudes, but their heads are jack-o'-lanterns.
Well, they're also made out of pumpkin.
Yeah,
not just their
everything
heads.
Is ribbed for her pleasure.
Big veiny pumpkins, and they also have all massive dicks,
ginormous like dinosaur penises. They're like ridiculous.
Like if a pumpkin had a dick, it'd be like that big. I guess I don't know.
Yeah, did I send you guys a thing? Someone posted. You know how like the New Yorker has its like contest, a cartoon enter your comment contest,
oh, and
you
put the caption on.
And so one was like a board meeting of people. They all had jack-o'-lantern heads. And then the person's like, I have a bad feeling. I have a good feeling about this. What is it? And the comment was, she jack-o in my lantern till I holler ween.
What does that even mean?
I have a good feeling about this one. So she sees these hot pumpkin guys.
Who were previously just the pumpkin, the jack-o'-lantern, sitting on her friend's stoop, but now they are very fuckable pumpkins. As if they weren't already, but I mean, like, more so.
She never questions this. She's never like, where am I in this alternate universe? And
it's
they're like, we're going to fuck you.
She knows.
She did a cup. And they're like, we're going to bang you. She's like, cool, I really want that. I didn't know I did, but man. And I could see that you got something down there the size of a butternut squash.
It says the fluted base curls away from his body, jutting out like a butternut squash.
It's thick, man. That can't be good.
His engorged gourdhood, yeah. This book is 80% sex puns about pumpkins and later about candy.
Double entendres.
They're like...
Like
they're
he's not... going to plow her field.
Yeah. It was a... I'm currently in a Hollowpeen sandwich. All I can think about is how close their pumpkins are to my pie.
But she's like instantly just sopping wet. She's just like, I gotta fuck these pumpkins. Her pussy is just like
ruining the hardwood.
Snail trailing. It's like she's at like a royal wedding from decades past. Like just this behind her, this trail of stuff on the ground.
Ugh.
And she's like, I can't believe it worked. And the guy goes, that's not the only thing that worked tonight, boo. The deep voice to my left makes my heart stop. But more frightening is how it also makes my pussy clench.
I think it's also funny that they keep calling her Boo, like a spooky ghost.
I also did you catch when they refer to his pumpkin cock as his uncircumcised seed hole?
And they keep mentioning how like the tip of it is like the stem of the pumpkin. It's like that's got to be painful.
That's rough. That's very sharp.
But also, it's constantly frothing a spice latte.
Oh, you find out about that.
Another part too. My mouth dries out as all the moisture in my body floods between my thighs. She's like hemorrhaging out of her pussy.
Well, wouldn't you if you saw three giant jacked O-lanterns?
She's going to jacko them off real soon.
Yeah.
And Sam, you know, once they shoot their cum all over her, it's nice and sticky, like a caramel pumpkin. Which I bought a 4-pack of this and I was like, is that Trader Joe's? It was like $12. I can't go wrong. Fucking went wrong. This is terrible, this beer.
Oh.
It's horrible.
It's too sweet.
It's like just chai. It's like a chai halud. it's just a big worm of shit flavor. I hate this. I hate it so much. I will drink almost anything. This is hard. The most exciting thing about doing this book is that I can get rid of one more of these beers.
Speaking of hard.
Did someone say that?
These hard bodies and three even harder cocks. Yeah, that's what it says.
I did want to find some passages and make Nate read them because they're so disgusting.
Oh, I was reading this on the train today, and I'm like, okay, font size as small as it could possibly go, and what means I could barely read it too.
Dude, I read it all on the train today, and I didn't mind when I was on the subway because like the chocolate woman next to me, like they can't read this. But then when I was on the railroad and like the conductor looked at my phone to see my ticket, he stopped. I think he's, I don't know what he saw, but it couldn't have been good. He's like, sir, do you have a ticket?
You're just showing me something called Halloween, sir. and maybe he saw this line. Let's take her inside and show our new guest how we peen in Peen Town. that's my favorite new Guy Fieri show.
Wait, they do the peener?
What was the peener? What the fuck was that?
That was from
Guy Fieri, the Flavor Town too. I forgot how good that was.
That was one of the.
Was that for everyone? Or was that just patrons?
That was just patrons.
Oh, we should put that out for everybody. That's you gold.
Go to the archive. It's there, man. Nate watched the wrong movie.
You have to pay money to hear about Roadhouse.
Our peeners.
Also, the first thing these guys do when they bang her, before they start banging her, he just fingers her butthole.
They eat a lot of pussy, but like somehow
before they even do that, he rips off her stockings and fingers her buttholes like knuckle deep in my asshole. They're like, let's go inside. It's like, oh, we haven't even gotten off the porch yet.
That's being polite.
And then they take her inside and they eat her pussy out a lot. And I didn't understand the logistics because it's like two guys eating her pussy at the same time, but they're like bodybuilders. I don't know how they were cozy in there.
They probably have like really long, creepy tongues. Because they're jack-o'-lanterns.
So then this is going on. She's like, I fucking love this. Getting eaten up by a jack-o'-lantern. You know, there's like no teeth in the way. They're just gumming away. And
it does have this one thought that I really had really actual questions about. But where this dimension lacks the warmth or of comfort, it makes up for with the sexiest creatures imaginable. Like, really? The sexiest creatures imaginable are pumpkin people. Look, top four, maybe. But like number one?
Well, either way, they take her inside, and then this line comes up. Hal and Gordy reappear, striding toward the fireplace with their rigid cocks leading the way like dousing rods. If dousing rods worked with those things, their cocks would be pointing straight at me, given how soaked I am. I get it. I imagined it making like the noise of like a metal detector. It's like wee whoop 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 as it passes over things.
With the guy from fucking Spaceballs.
Oh yeah, lost sound the peeps, guy. Lost the creeps. Yeah. So then they have a weird bisexual fucking orgy.
Yeah, it's very progressive, Pumpkins.
And they're gentle lovers, but they say some dirty shit like, quote, "It looks like you're ready for a taste. Your mouth's watering for some dick, almost as much as your sopping cunt."
You know what? There was no puns in that one. I was surprised.
Yeah, that was really direct.
I was pressing two fingers into my opening. He scoops me like he's expertly de-seeding me.
I also like this line. Because at a certain point, she's getting fucked by one pumpkin guy. Another guy's just kind of watching, I think.
Yeah, one guy's watching.
She's blowing another one. And you know what? I really want to make Nate read this, but to get him to find it will take too much work. "My only answer to him is the wet smacking of my lips as I suction around his butternut balls. Plump like acorns, my tongue lazily rolls them around my mouth. I've always been a coffee girl, but being teabagged like this is more electrifying than any seasonal latte." Oh, my God.
I really, really loved, please, I continue to beg, "Claim me like a ghost takes hold of a haunted house." What the fuck is that?
So then they have the sex, and then one pumpkin guy starts buggering the other pumpkin guy that's still banging her in like a weird pumpkin cock conga line, and she's like, "This, I'm cool with this." And one guy's about to come, and he says, "This chestnut, you ready to take this load? I'm going to pump my seed up in your gut so fucking hard, you'll swear you were born a pumpkin too." This might have been when the train conductor looked at my phone. "His filthy words have me dribbling on Jax's ball so hard, it's like I'm trying out for the basketball team."
But also, she realizes upon their ejaculation that the seed is actual tiny pumpkin seeds, like thousands of tiny pumpkin seeds. And then as they're banging, as they're all about to come in each other, the house starts shaking. And then it's a fade to black. And you're like, where could this story go from here?
You're only halfway through.
Yeah. Really, it's really the second half is just, it's surprising. It's surprising.
It's more fucking.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, that part is not surprising, but.
So then we change perspective and we go back to Casey, who was hosting the party.
She was, yes. Is that how you say that? I guess it is, yeah. It's like K-A-Y-S-I-E. It's like Casey? I guess it is Casey, yeah. Casey. That would make more sense.
That's the only thing that makes sense in this.
And she's realizing that midnight is almost there, but in their town, everyone has to be home by midnight in curfew, because if there's any candy left in any dishes at midnight, then man candy comes for you. And it's like an old folktale, but she like they take it seriously. So I have to make sure any candy is on a flat surface, not on any kind of convex shape whatsoever.
Yeah, she's just throwing candy at people as they leave, but
concave?
She misses.
Concave, yeah.
Concave.
I don't know what convex means, actually.
It's reverse.
The other way.
Oh, all right. I guess I did. So then, but she misses one piece. She's like, oh no, but it's too late. Nate, why don't you take over? What happens next?
So a giant man made out of candy appears, and he is man candy. And he shows up, and at first, Casey is maybe slightly scared, but she instantly sees how hot he is. Just completely made of candy and licorice and, you know, Smarties and just generally candy. And he's like, trick or treat. You summoned me, so trick or treat. And she's like, okay, treat. Because why would you ever say trick? Why in the world would anyone ever say trick?
Masochist.
So he takes her upstairs, because she's also instantly turned on, of course, because, you know, that's kind of the book it is.
Well, she got the hotness of Three Musketeers, Nate.
Instantly turns on and then ties her to the bed. He instantly, like, sort of creates, like, taffy and stretches it into a, like, a... into a rope or something and ties her down.
It's the Japanese rope tying thing, shibari, whatever is what it is. There's a disclaimer in the beginning of the book about this where the author says, I value your mental health. Here's a book about pumpkins fucking women.
You have been warned.
Yeah, but he like binds her down with a Charleston chew. She's stuck in the bed.
Well, as she's tied down, he summons a dimensional lollipop that's also a vibrator to use on her.
Well, it's going to bring her some intense almond joy.
And this sounds like a joke we'd make, but it says, looks like you like the way I touch your jelly bean.
But she's like, I don't like him calling it that. Gross, dude.
I know I'm fucking a man made of candy, but that's just crass.
It's like, what are you, like a blues musician from the 30s? Who calls it that? And so then he makes her orgasm 30 times.
No, he edges her 30 times.
Oh, excuse me, right. She's counting, though.
Yes, he's edging her so much that the lollipop vibrator is now worn down to a nub.
Really not hygienic.
It's an image.
For interdimensional beings, it's okay. Wait till we find out about interdimensional smallpox, though. We are fucked.
Then he's like, all right, we're even now. And she's like, what the fuck was that? She's some like interdimensional candy fuck demon. And he's like, yeah, that's basically how it goes. You cool now? She's like, I guess, bye. And then he gets all mopey. Like, oh, no one ever really wants to be friends with man candy. She's like, no, I want to understand. What happens? Why do they bring you?
Like, tell me the lore of man candy.
and there is more. There is lore. Nate, do you remember the lore? He has a special job.
To bring people back and forth between the something realm?
The Jalapeen realm, I believe
the
it is,
Jalapeen
Nate.
The Jalapeen realm.
The peen town.
It is. It's peen town. That's where they do the peening.
That's Pennsylvania. Are people supposed to gel it to this? Like, is this supposed to be erotic or is it just silly?
Chefs.
Just pastry chefs. They're just like, oh, yeah.
Ina Garten gels it to this book.
The Barefoot Contessa?
Oh, yeah. Those toes are wrinkled.
Oh, that's disgusting. I really don't like that at all. She's just like, oh, Henry. She's just like trying to think candy bars.
So she's like, tell me about yourself. And he's like, oh, no one ever summons me anymore. He's like, well, we're taught here not to summon you because it's bad. He's like, no one wants to fuck me. He's like, I'll fuck you. He's like, okay. Yeah, and then they treated this line. You know that feeling when you bump your funny bone hard and your entire arm gets all tingly? Yeah, that's exactly how my pussy feels.
Well, he pulls out a cock the size of a Toblerone that you get at the airport.
But it's made of rock candy.
Yeah, he has a rock candy penis. But he insists on using protection for reasons that'll be clear later.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's like, it's so weird. He's like an interdimensional fuck demon. I don't think he cared about that. He puts on a condom.
But it's also like he summoned a, essentially it's a plastic candy bag. He summoned a plastic candy bag out of nowhere. But this is where the book like had to like explain itself. It had to like, it had to explain, oh, this is just, I guess he just has another dimension where he can get the stuff. Like, no one cares at this point. Like, you think that's, that needs explanation? Like, nothing in this book needs explanation. This is where the book wasn't quite satire enough. Like, it was ridiculous, but almost took itself slightly seriously. Like, this was supposed to make sense.
Was it taking itself seriously, Nate, when it said, whoever said candy is bad for the body clearly never hooked up with a candy monster. He feels so good, the only cavity he's guilty of is the one he's thrusting his cock into. Is that taking itself seriously?
I said a little bit seriously. Because it should be 0% seriously, but it's a little bit seriously.
So he bangs her for a
while. The context of this, but it says, it's so heavy like someone shoved a to-go bag in my snatch filled with a combo meal and a large drink.
Oh, well, that's when he... I'm looking at the same... I also highlighted that passage. This is when he comes in her, but he's wearing his garbage bag condom.
Yes.
She feels it... She's like, there's a lot of cum in there. So much cum. She goes... As he dumps his load, which, oh, gross. Like, this is where I was like, this can't, no one's masturbating to this because there's no way, I'm just sorry, there's like no way men are masturbating to this when
there's no way
porn.
Men are not.
But like women who, like, in my understanding, and maybe correct me if I'm wrong, listeners, but like women read erotica way more than men do. I can't imagine there's a woman in the world who's like, oh, yeah, dump your load in me. Like, that's disgusting. I mean, I want to hear that as a man who watched porn. But like, that's not like, why would the woman? Anyway, so he says, as he dumps his load, I'm suddenly grateful for the wrapper around his cock. More and more spills out as he rests inside of me. It is so heavy, like someone shoved a to-go bag in my snatch, filled with a combo meal and a large drink. My pussy doesn't seem to mind as it eagerly welcomes the goods he delivers, which are gummy bears. He's like Peter North, but of Haribo. He's just coming gummy bears relentlessly into her. Cummy bears, of course.
They do call them cummy gummies later.
How could she not? Yeah. She had done every other thing.
And then somehow... Samantha and Asha are somehow back. They've like reappeared.
It's because banging man candy is paying for the ticket for them to come back into our realm. He's like, I thought you just paid for the both of them. And she's like, the both of them? And then they both appear. And it's like, where was I? How can I get back to there?
And then... What's her name? I don't remember. And then Casey is like, oh, I guess we could do that again. And Asha and Samantha are like, huh, can you ever, I'm going to miss that place. I think we'd ever go back.
Samantha had like, just been there for 5 years.
Yeah, she's like, I think I want to go back.
She's limping home.
She's like, I can never get laid like that again. That was, this realm is inferior.
And the very last thing is, what's her name? Casey. Like, okay, well, she's paying it forward for a couple more tickets.
Well, yeah, can we go back and forth? Yeah, she's just getting fucking railed.
Just, eating the cummy gummies.
He's like, can I start banking? It's like, can I buy a monthly pass? And that was the book.
Yeah, it's a real experience. Did you guys see the other books that she has written?
I saw that she has a couple of Christmas ones.
They are candy canes or something? Really, I think she is the female Chuck Tingle.
Although I will say, It's actually a little bit less ridiculous than Chuck Tingle.
Oh, I mean, yeah, some of it. But, I mean, some of it was like, look at these other books by her. Air peen. Okay, yeah. It's a sentient air chair. I don't even know what that means. The deviled egg made me do it. When a giant horned and horny egg crashes Shelby's party, will she be able to resist his devilish charms? And what about fucking an ice cube named Melt for Daddy? Oh, this one is very meta. Taken by my TBR is her stack of books she has yet to read.
Yeah, that one's the most Chuck Tingley.
It's quite an experience.
It is. It's really ridiculous. Still not as ridiculous as Chuck Tingle, in my opinion, but pretty out there. And definitely satire, but maybe not quite enough.
It's too realistic for you.
It's just not quite ridiculous enough, you know.
I'm gonna get let's show them how we peen down in Peen Town, like as like a live, laugh, love poster and put it on my wall.
You should just get a nice throw pillow with that.
I gave it 4 stars.
I did too. My review said not enough cock is what I wrote in the review.
I mean, like Chuck Tingle's, it's like one or two extended sex scenes and it's done. You know, sometimes you need a little bit more.
I just want to know who was Man Candy, you know? Tell me more about the man. I understand the candy.
Did he, as a 300-year-old being, did his form change as candy changed in our society?
Yeah, was he just taffy at one point?
Yeah, because it was like a lot of the candies he was didn't exist when he was first born. Did
he
evolve?
Nipples of Venus?
He was just Turkish delight.
Ugh. No wonder no one wanted him around. Like, don't summon that guy. He's just Turkish delight. Like, no one wants that shit.
No, also, he leaves a mess. Nice. He just said, like, really anti-Semitic shit.
It's like, oh, get with the times, Man Candy.
It's like, is he with the Jews or the Greeks? And they're like, okay, never mind.
You can go.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't need to fuck a pumpkin tonight.
So who should read it?
Everybody
yeah.
On earth.
It's a good holiday book.
You know what? There are not enough Halloween books.
There really aren't. There are none like this.
This is my favorite Halloween erotic book. Second place probably being the Monster Smash, which may be one. It must be.
Will one day if it's not.
I don't know what the point of this was except to be silly, and it was very silly. It was fun. It was 40 minutes of reading.
It was genuinely funny.
And that was only like maybe 3 masturbation breaks. You know, it was pretty.
Yeah, you need to rest. You want to pull a muscle involuntarily.
Yeah, I'm pulling on one already, but it's different.
Nate, would you give this to your parents to read as a gift?
No, I would not. So maybe not everyone should read it. Not my parents.
Everyone who might be Nate's listening. Well, if they haven't read it on their own, they will have read all the important parts of it now because we said them out loud. Well, there was a lot more in there. There was a lot more sex pumpkin puns.
And a lot more of just him having like balls, Man Candy's balls are made out of Big Red or whatever.
No, they were jawbreakers.
Jawbreakers.
Oh, right, yeah. And he has a jawbreaker as the head of his cock, I think. Like an everlasting gobstopper or something.
I mean, it makes sense when you think about it.
I mean, there could have been more candy puns, actually.
Yeah, there could have been.
Slips his butter fingers in, you know, it could have been a lot more disgusting. This could have happened. He's groping all over my Reese's Pieces.
What does that even mean?
Reese's Penis is the is the sequel book. It was special. I might be barred from the Long Island Railroad, but yeah. I don't know if it was when the guy looked over my shoulder and saw me reading a book about pumpkins fucking each other in the ass while they fuck a lady.
He's like, I have to go off this train
now.
Or
if I was masturbating at 6:15 in the morning on the train. I don't know. It was more upsetting. No.
This is a weird thing to read that early in the morning. It's a weird thing to read at any time of day, but it's weirder that early in the morning.
I had no choice.
I had to know what happened.
I had to finish this fucking book for today, and I didn't know how long it was going to take me. So at 6:15, I'm reading on the fucking railroad, reading this. And not able to contain laughing. Like, people, I mean, thankfully at that hour, most people are asleep on the train.
No one asks, what are you laughing about? You couldn't be like, nothing, stop. Stop looking at me.
I would have told them. I'm like, taking her to Peen Town, of course. And they're like, okay, never mind.
Please get off the train, sir.
Got to run Kakama. But thanks, Internet, for suggesting this to us. It was a special, special thing.
It was an experience. And it will be the best Halloween book we've read. So,
this is a million times better than the Halloween party.
Oh, God, that shit. Oh, fuck, that sucked ass.
I don't even remember what the...
Hot raisins, Nate. Hot raisins. Hot raisins.
Oh, God, yeah, that was really dumb.
Hot raisins. All right.
All right, tell us what you thought. Send us an email to drunkguysbookclub@gmail.com.
Follow us on X at drunkguysbc.
Or go to Facebook and Instagram at Drunk Guys Book Club. And honestly, if you read this and have thoughts, please tell us. Like, people don't often, but I really want to know your thoughts on this one. I want you to go out and read this book.
What did we miss?
The G, the gourd spot. That's what G is short for.
You know what? Might be.
Might not
just
be.
As mythical. And if you've listened this far, go to patreon.com/drunkguysbookclub, support the podcast, because this was going to be just for patrons, but we decided, no, everyone needs to jack it to this once.
And find us on Goodreads.
And check out the Hopped Up Network, a network of independent beer podcasters. And thanks for listening.
Touch my Halloweener.